This is Chairman Del Dio, Dick Chang, an attorney letter to Nathan Walden, attorney at law of the Schiller Law Office, address on file. Mr. Walden, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Mohammed Ismat, please note the following medical letter, period. First name, M-O-H-A-M-M-A-D. Last name is I-S-M-A-T. On April 23rd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 39-year-old male, height 6'0" tall, weight 250 pounds, period. He sustained a workman's compensation injury on or about January 6, 2023, period. He injured his low back unloading a truck, period. He has low back pain with occasional pain down the left leg, period. He was told that he had a slip disc, period. New paragraph. His low back pain also occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain that is worse when he awakens, period. It is a burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The low back pain occasionally radiates down his left leg, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen at Concentra and had x-rays, and he was given a pain medicine, period. He had follow-up and was seen by an orthopedic specialist who gave him medicine as well as an MRI, period. He was referred to physical therapy for a few months and given an injection, period. He was given pain medicine, period, and he was advised that he may need surgery, period. New paragraph, activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball and football, as well as volleyball, comma, lifting greater than 15 pounds, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, standing over 30 minutes, comma, driving over 100 miles, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter pain medicines, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicines, comma, stretching exercises, comma, gym activity, comma, and walking, period. New paragraph, past medical history, he denies. New paragraph, past surgical history. In 2010, he had abdominal surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his low back in the past, period. The patient never had a slip disc in the past, period. The patient never had a prior work injury, period. The patient has not been in any serious automobile accidents, period. New paragraph, patient's occupation is that of a truck driver, and he has been off work since the automobile accident, period. He has been on temporary disability that ran out in January of 2024, period. He cannot return to work with as physical a job, but he can do a less physical job if available, period. He has missed approximately 1 year of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Indiana Spine Group, March 8, 2024. This serves as a PPI rating for this patient, period. He suffered a work injury January 6, 2023, resulting in clinical symptoms of back pain secondary to disc herniation, period. The patient underwent physical therapy as well as epidural steroid injection in order to address this period. He was assigned a PPI rating of 5% by Dr. Boddy, B-O-O-D-Y, period. Athletico-physical therapy functional capacity evaluation, January 13th, 2024. Currently is functionally employable and not disabled at this time period. The client is capable of greater functional abilities than demonstrated during the FCE period. Client has no job to return to, but currently falls in the medium PDL period. The physician should make the final decision regarding restrictions, period. They state the client's main limiting factor is his continued high subjective complaints of lower back pain with all activities, period. Supporting documentation, he was with a trainer picking up boxes. He began having increased low back pain on the first stop, and by the seventh stop in the route, he was unable to continue picking up items due to pain, period. He was referred for MRI, which demonstrated a disc bulge at L3-S1, period. He participated in physical therapy and was referred to Dr. Boddy for surgical consult, period. He was not deemed a surgical candidate, period. He participated in FCE and was terminated from U.S. Foods back in January 2023, so he has no job to return, period. He reports he received an injection in August but was of no help, period. U.S. Medical Group note, December 14th, 2023, the patient returns today to discuss his recent lumbar spine MRI. He continues to have moderate back pain, period. He has reduced motion in the lumbar spine in all planes, period. His MRI of his lumbar spine show degenerative appearing disc at L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, period. Assessment, low back pain, and is likely mechanical in nature, period. He has undergone extensive conservative treatment over nearly 10 months, period. I do not believe he is an operative candidate, period. I believe he is at maximal medical improvement, period. Given that the patient does not feel he can safely return to a level of duty that he was before the injury, the patient expressed desire to have permanent restrictions. Therefore, an order for a functional capacity evaluation was placed, period. North Meridian Surgical Center note, August 11th, 2023. They gave a lumbar intralaminar ESI, that's ESI, at the L4-L5 level. The diagnosis was lumbar disc disorder with radiculopathy, period. U.S. Medical Group note, July 13th, 2023. States we discussed surgical management that would likely be an L4-L5 laminectomy, period. He is not interested in surgical management, period. I recommend an epidural steroid injection, period. Concentra Medical Center, February 10th, 2023. MRI shows disc protrusion and bulging in lumbar L4-S1. Referred to spine center, period. Radiology report of the lumbar spine, January 9th, 2023. No acute abnormalities are identified, period. New paragraph, after performing an IME, In reviewing all the medical records, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of his work injury of January 6, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. Examination of the skin revealed a large vertical scar mid-abdominal due to old surgery, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils were equal and reactive, flight and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was diminished strength in the lumbar area, period. There was loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the lumbar area, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar spine, period. Flexion was diminished by 28 degrees and extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 76 degrees left and 86 degrees right. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left knee jerk reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4. There was diminished strength of the left great toe, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are low back pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, lumbar disc disorder, comma, lumbar disc protrusion and bulging, period, all due to the work injury of January 6, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-4. The patient qualifies for an 8% whole body impairment, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the low back area, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion for the remainder of his life, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medications will cost $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A back brace will cost $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some additional back injections will cost $2,500, period. As a patient ages, he will probably require lumbar laminectomy surgery at L4-L5, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. Informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information was agreed to by the patient, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.